This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
Dirty little secret.
Welcome to Radio Labyrinth. This is season 7, episode 20. And you'll notice we are sans Tim. Jeff, you have any idea what he might be doing?
I think he's got a shift at the glory hole.
You keep living the dream, Tim.
Right.
Oh, couldn't get off. Couldn't get off work.
He could, but he didn't want to. That's where he gets his glory. Also, is at the hole.
We've got a good show for you. We're going to run over 37-ish new things that are coming out this summer or returning that we could watch. I'm sure we'll have plenty to talk about during that list. It looks extremely familiar as far as things we've watched in earlier seasons, so that will be coming up soon. Of course, check out Tim's radio show and podcast, The Popcast with Tim Andrews. Now, that's Saturday on 95.5 WSB, and this week it's running at 7 p.m., so it's been 6 for the while, but they moved them up to 7 o'clock. I don't know if that's good or bad, but we'll see.
He's doing it live.
Oh, he's doing it live this week. Okay, yeah. So, oh, cool. That means he'll be taking calls and stuff.
Yeah, so let's call and fuck with him.
Yeah.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, so if you guys are listening to this the morning it comes out, or Saturday when it comes out, 7 o'clock this evening, give Tim a call up at the radio station and give him a little what for.
Yeah, go to the kitchen like it's 1988, get on the rotary phone, you know, dial the number up.
Yeah,
wait, and you for can... the DJ to pick up, which is Tim.
It may have to ring like 150 times, but just hang in there. He'll answer. Also coming up next week on the 24th at 7 p.m. at Atlanta Pizza and Euro, we've got Team Trivia. You know, feel like coming out and set yourself up a team and see if you can beat Radio Labyrinth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And let's see.
I'm going to be concentrating on the pizza and not the trivia.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. They're going to be like distracting you with pizza, like over your shoulder. So, but yeah, it'll be fun. I mean, there's a... he's got a lot of new cool beers, so it could make for an interesting evening. Tim on the glory hole.
Actually, Tim's—he got in that car accident we talked about a while ago, and he's out trying to get a new car right now. So that's where he really is.
Has he been in a rental car?
Yeah, he was driving like a Hyundai Tucson or something.
Ah.
Well, yeah. I'm in a rental car myself right now because I'm having some body work done to my car where I had gotten backed into. And
Steph got rear-ended too?
It was the front end. I got front-ended. Just while it was parked, somebody backed into me. And it wasn't like terrible, but it gashed me up and my headlights kind of jacked up or whatever. So I only got $250 deductible. So I figured I'd let the insurance fix it. And the rental car they gave me is a piece of garbage, and I was lucky to get it. I heard people coming in there left and right. They were like, I need a car. They're like, we got no cars. We got no cars. We got no cars. And they brought mine around, and it looked like it had been wiped off with the Wendy's table rag from 1987.
Bring around the loner.
The loner? The loner.
Oh, my God. The infotainment center does not work at all. So
no, 8-track gotta, not working?
Yeah, I can't even listen to the radio. Because it's all through the computer. And so I called them today and I said, yeah, they, you know, the infotainment center doesn't work. She goes, what is that? And I said, according to the manual, that's everything. And she goes, well, that's ridiculous. You can come and switch out the car if you'd like. And I was like, yeah, I mean, hopefully it will only be a couple of days. And then on my way home, the tire pressure light goes off. So I swing into discount tire. The guy goes, you said this is a rental? And I said, yeah. And he goes, yeah, you know, there's holes in this tire, so it's just going to keep on being low. So anyway, I'm going to switch it out tomorrow. And I don't know what I'll get. I may get Fred Flintstone's car with just the bottom ripped out and I have to
kinda
run with my feet.
As much as the humidity is up, that probably would be a blessing.
But what are you watching?
Watching here.
What are you watching?
Okay, so what are we watching?
What are we watching?
We watch.
Do you guys want to talk about Kids in the Hall? Did you put that on there?
Because you guys keep putting it in the group text. You guys are talking about it. And I'm all over here by myself. Like, I can't watch it. There's too much old man dick. I can't deal with it.
That first episode really kind of puts it in your face to not put a point on it. But the show itself is hilarious. I've watched it all the way through like 1.5 times now.
Really?
Yeah, it's good. I mean, I hate that they didn't bring on a few characters that they didn't get a chance to bring in, because I haven't seen Chicken Lady, and I've been looking for Chicken Lady. No,
well,
Chicken Lady.
She'll probably be naked with her eggs swinging.
That makes me creeped out beyond belief. But I'm enjoying
like seeing
it.
Them this old. It's a reflection on myself. I don't like seeing myself this old. And then I look at them and I'm like, fuck this. And because if you watch like their old episodes, which is what I had been doing, I was kind of like boning up, getting ready for it. And I'm watching the old episodes and they're so sassy and young and silly. And one of my favorite sketches is when they're the trappers, you know, they're trapping young urban professionals for their pelts, which are their suits. I love that. And then fast forward and they're old as shit. And I was like, no, I can't. It doesn't make me laugh. It upsets me. That's probably just my own problem.
It's still funny.
Yeah, it's great. I was like, I think my favorite sketch, and I don't know why, it's just the DJ, the apocalyptic DJ, where the only song, the only 45 that he has is the brand new pair of roller skates song from
Boogie Nights. He's
coming back. Yeah, he's just like, and back for the weather. It's raining outside, acid rain. So stay out of there. Let's one more time. And he puts it down again. It just starts playing again. He just stares off into space like he's dead. That's funny.
All right, well, I'll have to watch at least that one. I've been watching that. Have you been watching the that Vanessa Bear show? I know Jeff has.
What show?
I Love That For You.
I Love That For You.
Mm-mm. No, I haven't.
Oh my God, it's so funny, Justin. I mean, Dustin. It's like very, just awkward. You feel awkward for her, but it makes you laugh. I mean, her and Molly Shannon is great. I mean, everybody is great. I highly recommend it. I know we talked about it before, but I want to emphasize because this last episode, I thought I was going to die. I laughed so hard. So
I'll check it out. Now, did you guys both finish? Because I wanted to bring this up because we hadn't talked about it, and people on the Radio Shack on Facebook were talking about it. Did you guys finish Outer Range?
Yeah.
I didn't. Only because Lily Taylor shot that bear, and I just didn't see the point of that. I just thought it was stupid. She should have just gotten the truck. And after she shot the bear, I just quit watching the show.
The cub?
No.
Or the big bear?
Didn't she... the bear, she could have got her dumb ass in the truck and left, but she was like, no, let me get this gun, I'm gonna shoot him. and then he came down and she shot him. There was no need for it.
Steph, sometimes the bar eats you and sometimes you eat the bar.
That's some kind of Eastern thing.
Are you going to finish watching it, or were you just noped out at that point?
A lot of people liked it, and then a lot of people didn't like it.
I liked it.
All kind of havesy-havesies.
At the end, it really
comes together.
Yeah, it really redeems itself at the end, I think.
Yeah.
I love David's husband from Schitt's Creek.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He is a complete sociopath.
Yeah.
And how he just busts into song, and he has such a great voice, and it's so weird.
Such weird times too for those songs that just belt out. Because I love that it'll show his face singing, and then it like pulls out and says, shows where he's at, and you're like, he's in the middle of the grocery store.
Are you gonna watch song, this
the
new
song that he sing at the funeral?
Yeah. Yeah, that was good, dude.
Are you gonna watch this new J.K. Simmons show that's gonna be like the companion?
Oh, Sissy's Basic. Yeah.
Where they have like a poots hole in their house that takes them somewhere.
Yeah, it looks like it takes them to the surface of Mars or something, or another universe in a dome. It's like their own private room to another world. It looks great. It looks like it's gonna have some like Stephen King type twists. You know, as far as, you know, somebody's going to die badly. But yeah, it looks really good. I was kind of impressed that one made it all the way out without hearing anything about it. Because that looks like a big production.
Speaking of Stephen King, Dustin, I'm so mad at myself that I didn't listen to you and use my next Audible credit for Dr. Sleep, which is what I should have did. I used it for The Talisman. And what a piece of shit. I'm not even going to finish this. It's terrible.
Did you
get the Frank Mueller one?
Hmm?
Were you able to get the Frank Mueller one?
Yeah, it is. It's just that it's not his fault. The story is...
Did you make it to the bear?
I don't know. They keep talking about the territories.
Yeah, but there's someone he meets, a character that he meets, like a friendly bear. I mean, that's as close as I can describe it without giving anything away. But once he meets that character, the story just takes off. And
all
it does
right,
take
well,
you about a quarter of the book.
Meets,
yeah.
Maybe it meets the bear. I'll do that part of it. But I did notice that, you know, I've heard Key and Peele, they've talked before about the whole magical, I feel weird about saying this, but the magical Negro thing.
Yeah.
I've heard them talk about it. And never before have I realized that Stephen King has perpetuated this character.
Oh, yeah.
In a million books. And I never really realized it until I'm hearing somebody read.
Yeah, actually, yeah, he does it in The Stand. He does it in The Talisman.
Shining.
And The Shining.
I mean,
I think he also comes from like a very like a music background and puts a lot into like blues music. And at a certain point, a lot of musicians growing up, white musicians, idolized these black men musicians like they were mythical. And I think that may have something to do with how he writes them. But yeah, he does throw a lot of old world mentality into his books, which is cool. I mean, it's almost like looking back in history because, I mean, that shit happened.
The Green Mile.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I never really thought about it before. And it's like, as I was listening to The Talisman, I'm like, oh, my God, that Key and Peele thing whenever they were talking about the show. Like, now I get it. But anyway.
The territories are cool, man. It's like when Dorothy goes to Oz and everybody that she knows in real life is just a slightly different character. Like all the ranch hands and stuff are the Scarecrow and the Tin Man and the Cowardly Lion.
Yeah, they relate someone in their life to what's in that life. So everybody has a twinner or a double. Yeah.
A twinner, okay. Yeah. All right, well, I'll keep on with it, with the bear and everything. But I was so mad. I used my one damn credit for the month on that shit.
I was the same way until I got to that point. I almost put it down like two or three times. And then once I got to there, it started moving a lot faster, and it's a lot more fun. These are 37 TV shows that are premiering or returning this summer that we'll want to watch. We might not get to all 37, but we'll get through the bulk of the list, at least the ones we want to watch anyway.
It's the bulk of the series.
Yeah, it's the bulk of the series. Let's see. First on the list, and these are I hope, in no order as far as popularity or quality. But they start off with Stranger Things Season 4. This ought to be interesting. It's been, what, 3 years since the last season?
Yeah, and they're so, like 30 now, aren't they?
Yeah, they should be getting out of college about this time and starting a family. I mean, they shot this during and post-pandemic. So, I mean, it's spread out over a long period of filming.
I believe I read that this has a lot more horror elements in it as well.
Mm-hmm. It looks the preview shots they've got looks like they're trying to pull in some Clive Barker, like, you know, Hellraiser looking level of Sweet. Special effects. So, I mean, maybe that's what they're trying to ramp everything up a little more as they're getting older. So maybe the crowd's getting a little, or their, you know, their fan base is getting a little older too, so they can handle a little more.
They're splitting it into the two series too, like they did with Ozark.
Oh, part one and part two.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's yeah.
They said that two of them. I don't know if they're going to be maybe the last one of the first part and the last one of the second part, but two of them are going to be feature length, like 2 hours long.
Oh wow, yeah, I heard that too. That most of the episodes would be almost movie length when you watch them. So that's cool.
Oh wow.
Obi-Wan Kenobi comes out on the 27th on Disney Plus.
I'm excited about that.
Yeah, it looks good. This I think starts after Revenge of the Sith, 10 years after Revenge of the Sith. So everybody's, you know, been where they're at for a little while. So I'm more interested to see Darth Vader than Obi.
Yeah, they say this kind of redeems the whole Clone Wars and prequels.
We'll see.
Hayden Christensen.
Is Moon Knight over?
Yes.
Because I was behind, and the last episode I watched was this morning, was the one where he remembered when the split happened, after, you know, with his mom, that whole situation.
Oh, so you don't have but like maybe two left?
It was very dark, very sad.
Yeah. Oh yeah, the whole thing is real dark. I mean, as much as they're getting into all the mental issues, and from what I understand, they're pretty accurate as far as people with that type of disorder goes, and he's doing an amazing job. I mean, he needs
absolutely
an Emmy for that, for sure. Hacks Season 2, we've talked about that for the last couple of weeks.
I'm digging it so far. What about you?
W.O. Brown was on the second episode.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah,
was it just cameo?
Yeah, I don't know if he'll be back, because the issue that they went to him to deal with what kind of got resolved. So,
but his daughter does work for
the
guy, so maybe, and she's back into the mix, so maybe they will go back to him. I hope they do.
Right,
that's cool. Leave an open door for him to come back in.
Yeah.
Only Murders in the Building Season 2 ended on a cliffhanger, so I guess they're still trying to prove their innocence. Coming up this next,
really looking forward to that. Let me say this though. That was kind of my comparison when I was watching Kids in the Hall versus the two of them on Only Murders. You can tell the difference, the fact that they've taken such good care of themselves, because they're 10 years older than the guys in Kids in the Hall, and they look younger than them. They really do. I mean, Martin Short, he's still spry, and he's just, I don't know.
Yeah, he's going to end up looking like the guy from the Six Flags ads before it's over with. But let's see, Peaky Blinders. Do either of you watch Peaky Blinders? Got season 5 or 6.
I think I need to start watching it. Everybody raves about it.
It's just the brogue. The brogue is so thick. I have such a hard time slogging through it. I wish they'd give up subtitles to it, because I can't understand what the fuck's going on.
I haven't. My sister loves it, and I haven't watched it only because I would fall right into it and start speaking Cockney for the next 6 weeks. I love all the actors in it and everything else, and I've heard nothing but great things. I just have never dove in. Umbrella Academy, season 3.
I'm looking so forward to this because, you know, Jeff, our kid, spoiler alert from Euphoria, spoiler alert, our kid that got killed in Euphoria in the final episode, he's going to be on the new Umbrella Academy. I'm very excited about that. And he was so good on Euphoria as such a little psychopath.
Oh, yeah.
Surely to God, they're going to have him play somebody evil. But this kid, he's such a good actor, and he's from Atlanta. And I've messaged him before because I wanted to get him on the show, but I know he thinks I'm some old lady pervert and I'm skeeving on him. So he just will not respond to me. And I'm sure if you guys do it, it's going to be even worse. He's definitely going to think you guys are pedos.
Yeah, find him in a parking lot somewhere. Tell me if I have a nice donk. Umbrella Academy, it's good. And they're supposed to also... this season's supposed to also show the transition from a female to a male character. So that ought to be.
Oh, they're going to do it like they're going to address it in the show.
Yeah. I assume they would kind of have to. I mean, just because, you know, they now have.
It's he, right?
Is it he?
I think she's going by he. Yeah, okay. She's a he.
He's got some abs, and doesn't mind showing them off, and new underwear for that matter.
Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah.
So that ought to be.
Live your truth, man.
Live your truth. Live your life. I'd be interested to see how they do it, because it's going to be scrutinized by everyone, I'm sure. Regardless of how they do it, Ms. Marvel. This is the first Disney Plus Marvel series that I could give a rat's ass about watching.
Who is Ms. Marvel?
Kamala Khan. She's a young Indian actress, or she's American, but her family's Indian. This Ms. Marvel is kind of like in the canon. She wears a bracelet basically that gives her all of her power, and she finds the bracelet, or the bracelet finds her, you know, just however you want to look at that. But yeah, and with that, she has pretty much the powers of Captain Marvel. So, since Captain Marvel is not on Earth at any given time, you know, she's out protecting the galaxy. Ms. Marvel kind of takes over for her here. And she was in, like the Young Avengers and in the comics, you know, a big character. But the show looks, it just looks like a 90s Fox teen show with superpowers. It just kind of like Parker Lewis can't lose with superpowers and a chick.
So. Oh, like maybe not even as cool as that show Jessica Alba was on where she rode the motorcycle.
Oh, no. Uh-uh. That would be even better if it was a little more, you know, a little more butchy, but no, not this one. This one's about as bubblegum as you can get. And I'll probably check out the first one just to see if I just completely missed it or not. But more than likely,
this is for the Feminati.
I don't know. I don't really know who this is for, other than trying to pull in a younger demographic that they don't need to pull in. I mean, they already got them. I mean, why would you need to go for prepubescent teens? But they spend money spends too, I guess.
Ask Ashtray that when you interview him still.
If I could ever get him to respond. Jeff, get on that. Find out who his people are. Let's go through his people.
Find his peoples. For All Mankind, season 3. Have you guys been watching this?
I've been watching it since the beginning. I enjoy it. That's probably one of the best things Apple's put out, I thought.
Yeah, I think I tried to watch the first episode and just never got back to watching any more of it. And the new preview for the new season looks really cool. So
season one was kind of slow, and you had to kind of get over the whole wokeness of it.
Right.
But season two, it really got good. But it's like that alternate history, like where Russia has people on the moon before us.
Okay, so it's kind of like Man in the High Castle, yeah. A different version of history.
Yeah.
Cool. Better Call Saul, season 6, part 2.
We're watching now.
That's what's on now. Yeah. Oh, no, this is July 11th.
Oh, yeah. This coming Monday is the end of part 1 of the final season.
Oh, okay.
I haven't watched this week's episode yet.
Back in July. This is the episode that you missed the episode then when she becomes Slippin' Kimmy.
Now, I haven't watched this week, so.
The Boys, season 3. This ought to be good. This ought to be Homelander versus The Butcher.
The trailer looks freaking crazy.
Yeah. I mean, it's cool. They're going to give, he gets superpowers by taking a drink or a pill for 24 hours. That's it. So they got to, you know, that'll probably be pushed to the very end of the season.
Okay.
In the trailer, you just see chopped off appendages everywhere.
With that show, nothing would surprise me. What We Do in the Shadows, season 4, coming out July of this year. I thought it was July 12th.
Yep.
On FX and July 13th on Hulu.
I didn't finish last season. It lost me.
And I thought it was good that they said that Laszlo's literally raising baby Colin. That's what he's going to be doing in this season. But that's great. That's something to look forward to. The Staircase. Have you guys been watching this?
I haven't heard of it yet.
Yeah, I haven't started it yet, but it's like I know the story. I've listened to probably 2 or 3 different podcasts on it. Saw it on 2020. So,
yeah.
But I have heard that even if you've kept up with all that you'd still get something out of this.
Yeah, it was. I remember watching. I think it was YouTube videos just of people talking about it when after it happened and just kind of doing YouTube docs on it. And it was the nuttiest story. And I mean. Blaming it on the owl is what just blew my mind that an owl got in the house and pushed it on the stairs.
Even though he had a wife prior that also fell down
Germany,
the stairs.
In Germany, also fell down the stairs. You're not going to believe this. I know last time I threw her down the stairs, but this time it was an owl. I swear to God.
Pick a new method, man.
Yeah, I know, right? Just find something new. Maybe a cliff. If you like pushing them off stuff, just
right.
Find something different than your stairs.
Roll them down a hill, something, yeah.
And don't bloody them up before you throw them down the stairs.
That's the owl,
oh,
Dustin.
Yeah, the owl. I've clawed them all up.
Talons.
Yeah. They got big old talons on them. You ever seen that? Never Have I Ever, season 3.
Oh, I am so excited.
I like season 1. I watched that one.
Season 2 is good too. You didn't watch it?
Actually, I think I watched season 1 and that was it. I never followed back up with it again.
It is a fun show. Like if you have kids too, it's a show that you could watch with your kids and whatever. But even if you're old, it was very enjoyable to me because that girl, she's got great comedic timing and all her and her whole cast, they're all great too.
Reservation Dogs season 2.
Hmm.
Coming out on August 3rd.
Yeah, looking forward to that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was a great show.
Catching up, see where everybody went and who didn't go anywhere. Pussy Valley. P-Valley. season 2.
My friend watches that. She loves that show.
Well, I tried to watch it, but I couldn't get into it, even though it seems like something I'd be into.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought you'd be all over it.
And it's filmed here in Atlanta, I think.
It's filmed in Covington. They set up at the Three Ring Studios over here next to the airport for like 6 months they were here. So they were all in our town. And it was funny because there was P-Valley all over everything for a while.
I'm sure you see those chicks walking around. They're all... Like strippers,
walking across the studio. And what was funny is just all the people around here have no clue as to what P-Valley stands for. I just thought that was hilarious. Next one, The Essex Serpent, which was one on our Views or Snooze last week, and I did watch the first episode.
Did you? Is it good?
Actually, yeah, it was good. But it was just as boring in the middle as you thought it would be.
Right.
Period piece, kind of establishing the fact that, you know, she's falling in love with who she finds out is a minister, or not falling in love, but founds a connection with, and she's kind of the crazy science lady of the town, and he's the crazy spiritual leader of the town, and the whole town thinks that the devil's coming from the water to get people. And they do show some creature shots that are kind of off screen. So there's something there, but I don't know if I can make it through 6 or 7 episodes of it to find out what the hell it is.
I almost watched it the other day, but it was a choice between that and The Time Traveler's Wife, the series that just started this week. I went with The Time Traveler's Wife, which was, it was decent. I hated the movie.
Yeah.
That's why I was surprised that you would even give the series a chance.
The book is good.
It's Stephen Moffat, who was really good doing Doctor Who for so long. That's the only reason I gave it a chance. Plus, and Rose Leslie, I like her from Game of Thrones. You know nothing, Jon Snow, you know.
That girl. I will not help you with your drug problem.
Let's see. Evil season 3. I didn't know there was another season coming.
Yeah,
so that's sneaking up. It comes out June 12th. So yeah, that'll be out in a couple of weeks. Great show. I hope they change the setup that they had from season 2, because I really like season 1, but when they went to season 2 and kind of made it sing-songy from the beginning to the end, like it was all in a book, that was kind of hokey, I thought.
I quit on it. It was just too much social justice crap. I just couldn't do it.
Yeah, there's a lot of that.
But I'm not the audience really for that. I don't need to learn anything about it. I know all about it. I'm good.
Yeah. You don't have to tell me nothing.
I don't need to learn about that. I knew the other day when I saw these Tupac and Notorious B.I.G. garden gnomes, they're not for me. See, I don't need that lesson. I know that I can't put those outside.
Oh, you can.
No, you can't.
You know why you can't? Because somebody will take them because everyone wants them.
They are done very well. But I mean, I'm just letting you know, as a white person, no, you can't do that. You can't put them out on your lawn because you just can't. You can't. And but there are probably a lot of white people that don't know that. And they're like, no, but I love them. And like, but you still can't put them out.
If you have one of those lawn jockeys, though, can you replace it with that?
That's why you can't put them out there.
Actually, as a person coming from a person who visits up to 200 lawns a week, I can tell you that those are still out there and still very popular, and 99% of the people that own them are black.
Why?
I don't know. It's a history thing, I guess. That they took it back. Now it's theirs.
Well, I guess that's fine. Yeah. They can have it. They can do it.
I have one guy that obviously he collects them because there's like 9 of them in his backyard. Wow. So,
well, they're in his backyard. See,
well,
I put B.I.G. in my backyard.
Well, they didn't have his mailbox mounted in one. Although I do have a guy that's got a manatee as a mailbox, which is the weirdest thing I've
ever
seen.
That's sweet. Dustin, take a picture of that for me the next time you go.
Oh, okay. I'll take a picture tomorrow. I pass it every day.
Yes, please do.
We need to talk about our good friends at Atlanta Pizza in Euro. We love that Atlanta Pizza in Euro is our longtime sponsor, our biggest supporter for all these years. And I want to say thank you to Mike Hall and everyone at the restaurant. You can see their new full color menus with pictures of their food right now at the restaurant. I love saying that. They're gearing up for a busy summer. And don't forget, Team Trivia is back. We will be there on Tuesday, May 24th. It's a Tuesday night. Bring your friends, enjoy the good food and great local craft beer selection at reasonable prices. Speaking of beers, they have brand new beers in their lineup. Lime Creek Brewing's First Crush IPA on tap, Three Taverns Rapturous Raspberry Sour, and Tucker Brewing's Georgia Red Lager. Both of those are in cans. And those are the most recent additions to their craft beer lineup, but they have more than that. Atlanta Pizza in Euro loves serving their local community of Conyers, Covington, and the East Metro Atlanta area, and they want to say thank you to all their patrons for their continued support and business throughout the years. Made it through the pandemic, open for dine-in and takeout. Hours are Monday through Friday, 11 to 9 p.m., Saturday, 12 to 9 p.m., closed on Sundays. That's Atlanta Pizza and Euro, and you can get there from anywhere. So go there and eat.
Please do.
Let's see. Going back to the list, number 20, Pistol. I guess this is a Sex Pistols limited series biopic.
Yeah.
Toby Wallace.
About the Sex Pistols.
Yeah, this kind of, I guess it was based, it's based on Steve Jones' 2017 memoir, Lonely Boy. So,
what network?
This is on Hulu. Comes out on the 31st. So,
I'll watch that.
Yeah, looks really good. The Wilds, season 2. Was this the airplane one?
The girls that crashed
on the island. Yeah,
crashed on the island. I liked season 1, but season 2 they're doing like a swap where it's like boys are lost on the island.
Oh, okay.
I haven't got into it. I like the Yellow Jacket style where it's all girls.
I like Yellow Jackets.
Westworld getting a season 4. That's surprising. I thought they wouldn't go
back.
They
just love throwing money away, don't they?
That last season, I don't know.
Wow, that last season was like a mushroom trip. I guess they may go into other worlds again. They kind of opened that up in season 3, so okay.
I thought season 1 they should have just done, that should have been the end of it.
Yeah, one and done would have been better.
Because one was good, and they could have ended on that, and it would have been just fine.
Yeah, but yeah. Well, if it had been a British show, that's exactly what they would have done.
Yeah.
But right. Yeah, Americans like
it. I can't say I'm looking forward to it, but I'll probably watch it just because it's trippy.
Yeah.
Because there'll probably be lots of nudity.
Yeah.
Robot nudity.
Tits or tits.
Let's see. Rutherford Falls. Follows the lifelong best friends Nathan and Reagan.
Oh, yeah. This is that show by the dude from The Office.
Ed Helms.
Ed Helms, yeah.
Yeah. Ed.
I was going Ed Norton, Ed Harris, Ed.
Go through all your Eds.
Mr. Ed.
Season 1 was funny. I like watched it all when it first came out, but then I kind of forgot about it.
Yeah, I guess we're going to be seeing a lot of those where it came out a couple of years ago, pandemic put off another season. So a lot of this stuff, I'm kind of surprised or forgot that it's coming out, but it makes sense that, somebody pressed pause for 2 years.
Right.
On some of this stuff.
I enjoyed season 1 though. If you haven't seen it, check it out.
Yeah.
Do you feel like maybe that's why we're kind of overloaded with shows now? Yes. There's too much to watch and you can't watch all this shit. Not even Jeff can watch all these different shows.
Physical, season 2. I enjoyed season 1 of that one.
I loved season 1. Loved it. It was so funny. And, we got to talk to our guy, Fatback.
Yeah.
Jordan.
In season 2?
I don't know. I'll shoot him a message and ask him if he's going to be in season 2.
Popping up and stuff. They're going to tell him what it'll pop up in.
Yeah.
By true. Now.
Roswell, New Mexico, season 4. This show, I remember that they rebooted Roswell, but I had no idea they've made it to a season 4. Okay.
Yeah, sure. I never watched it. Well, even the old one I didn't watch.
Yeah, it was like Dawson's Creek with aliens in it.
Right.
And I'm kind of surprised that's still around, but in this day and age, everything comes back around if you live long enough. Okay, well, that's what's coming up this summer to watch.
The only one that wasn't on the list that I'm excited about is Alone is coming back at the end of May.
Oh, okay.
New season of history.
Where are they at this year, do you know?
I think they're in the same spot in Vancouver or whatever, Vancouver Island.
Vancouver Island.
I haven't confirmed that yet, though.
Yeah, they got such a good deal with the with the indigenous peoples groups there. And I'm sure that's the only way that they get everything the way they want it. So, that'd be fun to look forward to, too. So, All right.
You guys, are you guys watching Candy at all on Hulu?
I was going to ask you if you were watching that. I want to start watching it, but I wanted to see if it was any good first.
Oh, it's good. Yes. No. I mean, it's, you know, it's a true story.
Right, right.
But yeah, I've only watched the first episode and yeah, I'm totally hooked. My friend, she already finished it. She was like, it's a hell of a good story.
What's it about?
It is about Jessica Biel plays Candy, and it's not pretty Jessica Biel. It's her playing this character with this right. short curly wig and them old 80s glasses. It takes place in the early 80s. And she killed this other woman who she was having an affair with the husband. And so it's like her and her husband and her kids. And then this lady and her husband and her kids, like the kids were friends, but her and Biel was having an affair with her husband, which she didn't know. They do such a good job in that first episode. The only reason why I know a lot of the stuff is just because my friend told me some of it, but you don't know exactly what's going on in that first episode until the end. They do such a good job with the suspense because the husband knows that she has killed her. And their whole little plan, but they don't talk about it. You just know that it's happening. It's very intense up until, and he keeps calling like the neighbors to go check on her, because he needs somebody to find her. Right. Only they don't say that. You just feel right. it. So I definitely, and plus too, you know, it takes place in like 83. So it's got all that yeah. factor to it. So, and speaking of 83 or that time period, this movie on Shudder, have you guys seen that Vicious Fun?
No.
It's so out there. It's over the top. It's about this kid who stumbles upon a self-help group for serial killers.
Nice.
And then it just goes off from there. But it's very bloody and brutal and over the top and pretty funny. Check out Vicious Fun. I think you'll like it.
Cool.
I've heard the latest news on the radio.
News. And now for the latest news.
Pete Davidson is Meadow and AJ's brother.
Yeah, not really.
So he's got a new show, huh?
Yeah, but Edie Falco's playing his mom.
Oh. Well, that's some cred, anyway.
What's the premise of the show? He lives on Staten Island. His dad was killed in 9/11.
I think it's going to be based on his life.
Oh, God.
Fictionalized version of his life.
Like his life as an SNL cast member, dating a Kardashian.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, if it was that, I might watch it.
Yeah.
That sounds a little...
Yeah, it's called Bupkis.
Like you're not going to get Bupkis? You get Bupkis.
Yeah, Bupkis. Bupkis. That's the first time I think I've ever seen that word spelled out.
Yeah, it's such an old word for such a young person's show.
Yeah. Well, he writes,
fans are going to know what the fuck Bupkis is.
Executive produces the whole thing. So I guess this is his chance for his, you know, he's gotten to the echelon of you get your own show. We'll see if he can.
Yeah, I bet you he'll be out on Saturday Night Live after this season. He hasn't been there this whole season. He's been out working on this.
Well, Lorne Michaels is also a producer on it as well, so maybe that'd work for me. Get him on anything but. Rob Reiner looks like he is not only working on the Spinal Tap mockumentary, but he's also doing a documentary on Albert Brooks.
Oh,
yeah, that should be pretty cool.
Yeah, it's going to be featuring Jonah Hill, Larry David.
Oh, I got to see this.
Yeah.
I love Albert Brooks.
Yeah, I do too.
I want to see Jonah Hill as Albert Brooks. I could see a young Albert Brooks and Jonah Hill aren't very far off.
Right.
The Squid Game season 2 might not arrive until 2024.
Well, yeah, that sucks.
Yeah. But again, not surprising. I was wondering, you know, I wondered if he had a second season ready to go after that first one because it took him 10 years to make it. And it looks like he may have been starting from scratch again.
Well, doesn't the whole country have COVID?
Again, over there?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's going to push anything back.
views, views.
Or.
And snooze.
Snooze.
It started on Friday if you're listening to this on Saturday, but it goes into Saturday, and I'm sure you can watch it on demand because it's HBO. George Carlin's American Dream, the two-night documentary about George Carlin.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
Super psyched for this.
Now, is this the one his daughter made?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, the definitely Views.
Apatow produced it, right?
Yeah. He's producing all these comedy documentary stuff.
Yeah, that's and it's funny. I watch a lot of YouTube reaction videos, and one of the biggest things in reaction videos right now is millennials discovering who George Carlin is and just loving it. And it just blows my mind to watch them all. You know, you can see them get it.
Right.
And it's really cool. It's like, it's almost like, see?
Yeah. It's funny. It's funny to be subversive, isn't
it's
it?
It's just a joke. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, definitely a views on that one.
Yeah, totally for me. Number two, Angeline on Peacock. We skipped over it in the list.
Yeah.
Kind of excited to see this finally.
Yeah, it's been ongoing for a long time.
This was Emmy Rossum's supposed to be her big thing after Shameless. I think it was going to be written or directed or produced or something by her husband, the guy from Mr. Robot, the creator of Mr. Robot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this was like one of the first things Peacock ordered when it became a network. But then it got delayed because of COVID and pushed back. But she's playing Angeline, that lady in the pink Corvette that would buy her own billboards around Los Angeles to try and become famous long before you became famous just for being famous or whatever.
I've never heard of this.
Yeah, she's kind of like one of those staples of L.A. It's like from like the early 80s or the mid 80s, she married her husband was very rich, and so he would give her whatever, you know, she wanted, but she wanted to be a movie star, you know, a star, not really a movie star, but just a star.
Yeah, she wanted to be famous like everybody nowadays.
Yeah, so he bought like these billboards of her, and so she would be in bikinis and like be the, you know, this babe on, you know, LA billboards all over the place, but nobody knew who the hell she was.
Right.
And so, yeah, she wanted, and it's funny because now, even in L.A., she still does it. And she's like pushing 60 or pushing
'50s
or late 50s or something. Yeah. And looks
I gotta look this up.
Looks like the mom off of Brazil. I mean, she's just like.
Yeah. Number three, I'm sure Dustin's psyched for.
Oh, dude.
Love, Death, and Robots.
Yes, I've watched. I've burned the trailer.
I think this is just the second half of that last season because it was so short.
Yeah, I really do. I think that they broke it in half, and this is the other half. I mean, because this one, I think the last one had seven episodes, six or seven, and this one's supposed to have like eight. And so, yeah,
right.
I think my favorite episode, one of my favorite episodes of the last season, was the lady who's smart house. Was trying to kill her.
Oh yeah,
love that one.
Cool.
Those are views, news. They're all views for me.
Yeah, straight across.
Yeah.
All right. Well, next week on the show, we're gonna have the Sketchworks folks in to talk about the Vape, the musical, and all the exciting news that's finally coming out.
Yeah, we had them on the show back in the days when we were in the studio to talk about this musical that they were doing, but then they got shut down by the producers of Grease over copyright issues. So I guess this has all been resolved and they're going to come talk about it.
Nice. That only took 3 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure they're, that's crazy. That's cool that they finally get to do it, because I know it's been eating them alive trying to wait for the court thing to come through, and then COVID hit and put everything on hold. Yeah, so we'll find out what the story is on that and when we can, you know, look forward to seeing it. Anything else?
Oh, I just wanted to say, I haven't mentioned it in several episodes, but if you are looking for a new furry friend, please come to BarkvilleDogRescue.org. We have tons of dogs, littles, bigs, middles, and they've all been living in somebody's house, getting trained and coached up for you. So if you're interested, please go to BarkvilleDogRescue.org. Woof.
Woof.
All right. Doing any of these coffee and octane things still?
The first Sunday in June. We have a big thing going on next week. I haven't kept up with it too much, though, but it's a big deal. At one of our guys who volunteers, he has a classic car shop. Roy is his name. He's a very cool dude. He's hosting this thing, and it's called Jordan's Way. This guy, he goes from state to state, and he does these Facebook live feeds from shelters, and then he picks one rescue group in each state, and he'll do a live feed with them, and he raises a bunch of money. So we're trying to raise like $30,000 next Thursday at Roy's place. And it's like a big thing. You're getting hit in the face with whipped cream pies and getting dunks and just, you know, it's like a carnival type atmosphere. And then the whole time this dude is like live streaming it and trying to get money for your rescue, which, you know, it's pretty hard to do right now. Everybody's strapped. And
is he doing it on Twitch?
I think it's just a Facebook live feed. I don't know if he does it on Twitch, but it's called Jordan's Way. If you want to check it out, if you're a business and you want to sponsor or anything like that, he'll bring you on there. He has, I want to say, 40,000 followers. So he has a pretty good reach. So if you're looking to get your business out there or whatever, throw us a couple bones. You'll get mentioned on the Facebook live. But yeah, just go to BarkvilleDogRescue.org if you have any questions or you're interested in doing it, and come on out. I mean, I will probably give it to Dustin to put in the thing about where the address of this place is, but it's in Alpharetta. So,
okay.
Nice.
Remember to like and subscribe if you're watching the YouTube video. You know, share with your friends. Let everybody know we're slowly getting to our goal on subscribers, so we're halfway there. So let's keep it going.
And rate and review us, for the love of God. For the love of God, rate and review us.
Elon Musk is refusing to buy Twitter now because of all the spam bots or whatever.
Yeah,
like how come that we can't get those spam bots to subscribe to our YouTube channel?
Yeah, I know.
No.
Anybody know how to make a spam bot? You can just hit, I need to make a new YouTube account and subscribe to this one. That's what
I feel like you and Jeff just need to start doing makeup tutorials, and yeah, we will get a shit ton of subscribers.
Yeah, between makeup tutorials and what's the other big thing? Oh, mowing lawns. That's one that blows my mind.
That's big on TikTok too. The mowing lawns.
Yeah, there's a guy. Alt Blades is one that's, I mean, he's a cool guy. He does it all for free and like helps, you know, elderly people out or people that are getting city citations and stuff. And it's really, I mean, it's crazy that I sit and watch someone for 30 minutes mow a yard.
Is it POV?
Yeah, well, both. I mean, he has a camera guy that goes along with him.
On TikTok, it's like time lapse, so it goes pretty quick, like 2 minutes or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, well, normally this stuff would take like 3 or 4 hours, and they condense it down to like 30 minutes. You know, like it looks like a Benny Hill sketch. But
does he take requests? I've got 3 neighbors that just will not mow the fucking lawn.
I'm sure there's a couple people in Atlanta that do it. This guy's in Florida that does it, but it's just, I mean, the amount of weird stuff that's on YouTube is astounding, and you know we're right there with all the rest of it, so if you guys could subscribe to us, that would really help. That would help us out.
You don't have to watch the videos, just
subscribe. What's it gonna hurt you? It's not gonna hurt you.
If your kids have YouTube accounts and they're watching, just hit subscribe. You don't have to hit notify, just hit subscribe.
Thank you.
They won't learn anything about glory holes from us.
They're going to learn all that stuff anyway. So, you know, wouldn't you rather it come from somebody you care about? And if you want to become a Patreon producer or a Patreon member, go to patreon.com/Tim Andrews and sign up. And, until next time, remember to
get a cannon.
We'll be right back.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.